Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and my business partner, Tom Katowski, and I would like to once again say thank you for all the support through these 25 years. And I also want to say up front, there's something that's been going on with my voice because I have been spending time in the mountains of Georgia, and I have come to realize that there's something about the air here that is messing with my voice. So if, in fact, I kind of go in and out today, please excuse me. It's not intentional at all. Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is brought to you each and every week by our Healthy Referral newspaper, which, by the way, is in its 25th year. So we are celebrating in a big way in 2014 with a mission that began and was given to us back in 1989. And the way that my business partner Tom and I express it, it is definitely an energy that plucked the two of us out of the universe and said, okay, put your seatbelt on loosely fastened because here we go. And it seems like a blink of an eye, and you know, listeners, as you're hearing this, because of the many things in your life, that how quickly this illusion of time goes by. So we just want to take every opportunity to express our gratitude to each and every one of you for supporting the Healthy Referral newspaper, which, by the way, is our full-size newspaper dedicated to preventive and natural health, personal growth, positive news, spirituality, anything that is good and wonderful on the planet. And it is a national newspaper, so people promote their business and mission no matter where they are on the planet, because as we know, there are many things nowadays that it doesn't matter where you're located. We have technology to be, I'm chuckling, because we have technology to be grateful for as long as that is kept in balance. So we know what that is, having our cell phones and our computers and being able to sit on the beach and do anything that we would like with our shows and initiating things with our clients. To actually reach the Healthy Referral newspaper and Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, we have several numbers, but the main one would be 216-533-2273. Once again, 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com, just as it sounds, HealthyReferral.com. As you know, we have amazing guests each week, and I am always amazed at the quality and the courage and the missions that are behind all of these people. This has been one of the greatest joys for my business partner, Tom, and myself, and we just like to acknowledge that because it has been quite an education through these 25 years. And today we have a very special guest. I don't have her mic opened as yet, but I wanted to just go ahead and tell you that this is definitely close to my heart for many reasons. In fact, she doesn't even know much about this because we haven't talked very much about this. This kind of came upon us quickly, and it has been a joy to have that happen. Actually, first of all, I just want to say that Dr. Barbara Fields is the director, or executive director, actually, of the Association for Global New Thought, which is also known as AGN, as in Nancy T. So you can actually go to agnt.org while you're listening and get a little bit more information as you're hearing all the wonderful things that are happening right now. Dr. Fields, or Barbara, is also the co-founder with Arun Gandhi. By the way, we know Arun. We happen to have had him as a speaker at one of our expos in Ohio a number of years ago. So that was awesome to read. So Barbara is the co-founder with Arun Gandhi at Project, and Project Director of the Gandhi King Chavez Season for Nonviolence. And please just go to the website to learn more about Barbara, because there is a whole list of beautiful things that she is doing. And again, that website would be www.agnancyt.org. And just before I bring Barbara in, I wanted to just say that the Association for Global New Thought announced that Centers for Spiritual Living, an international New Thought organization, will serve as a lead sponsor for AGNT, or Association for Global New Thought, first ever Awakened World Film Festival retreat being held in Santa Barbara, California, from, and you want to mark these dates on your calendar, October 27th through the 30th of 2014, headlining the festival. And this is what was so exciting when we saw this. We thought we really have to help these people out. Headlining the festival are films produced by several Hollywood notables, such as A Place at the Table, that many of us know by Oscar-winning actor Jeff Bridges. And the Centers for Spiritual Living, just for a tad more, is a global community, and it's comprised of approximately 400 spiritual communities, teaching chapters, study groups, and other ministries in about 30 countries, teaching a new thought philosophy through the study and practice of science of mind, which, of course, is also known as religious science. And we are very excited to have this opportunity to have Dr. Barbara Fields on with us. And I'm going to go ahead and open her mic, and hopefully she's there listening to all of this. Barbara, are you there?
Hi. Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Hi, dear. How are you, and where are you located right now?
Oh, I'm sitting in Paradise, which is Santa Barbara, California, and I'm sitting in my office and enjoying an absolutely beautiful day, even though I am sitting in my office, but happy to have this opportunity and really grateful to be invited, so thank you.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And before we continue to move along, Barbara, I know I asked people to just go to the website and they can learn a lot more about you, and people like to do that while the interview is going on. Is there anything a little more specific about you that I may not have mentioned, since I sort of just said that you're the executive director of the Association for Global New Thought? And the connection with Arun Gandhi, which, as you heard me say, I was so excited about that. But is there anything else about yourself that you'd like to just sort of mention before we go on?
Oh, I don't know what your listeners might want to know about. Sometimes I like to joke and say that my real claim to fame is the fact that I live directly next door to Barbara Marx Hubbard. Well, Barbara's been a friend of mine since we met at the Parliament of the World's Religions in Chicago in 1993, because I was program director of that event, the centennial celebration of the Parliament of Religions. And I'm mentioning it only because it's kind of where I began my career in terms of interfaith, international dialogue, and working with spiritual traditions on the planet that were headed toward a progressive and evolutionary trajectory. And I met Barbara in the context of my work with the Parliament, and we've been friends for the past 22 years. So since we both live in Santa Barbara, I managed to finagle a place that she could move in right next to our home.
Oh, my.
And so we see each other every morning, just waving across the balcony, and I think it's funny to say, yes, I'm famous because I live next door to Barbara Marx Hubbard.
It is quite amazing the way that the universe just orchestrates things, isn't it?
Yeah. And the only other thing that I might mention is that starting with my role with the Parliament of Religions was the first place that I met His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And since then, I've organized six major conferences and meetings with His Holiness, including three synthesis dialogues that the Association for Global New Thought sponsored and organized with His Holiness, in one in India and two subsequent dialogues in Italy, where His Holiness and world leaders from religious traditions and from secular institutions gathered for very complex and evolutionary dialogues that were something that AGNT is very proud of, because they were productive in our field.
When I did notice what you just shared, I did read that, and of course Trent, Italy jumped out at me, because I go to Italy a couple times a year. And Italy is
Trent?
Actually, not Trent. In fact, I was going to look on the map and or ask you just where is Trent located.
Well, it's in the northeastern part of the country, and actually it's just across the Swiss border. There are some retreat centers there that, for security reasons, were very suitable for our purposes, because they were private and there were not so many security issues to bring the level of leaders that we were working with at the time. Of course, that's a major consideration. So it was absolutely beautiful there, and I think we even took a day trip across the border one day when people were really needing to be out of the meeting and on to some shopping.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am definitely going to I'm a very global person, so I always like to look to see, especially when it comes to Italy. I am Italian, amongst other things. I always kind of hesitate when I say I am. My cultural background on both parents' side is 100% Italian, so and I have four sisters and a brother, and we do our best to get back to actually central Italy, which,
mm-hmm.
Is the Tuscany area and so forth. So
we were just in that for the Awakened World Conference in 2012. We took about 300 people to Rome and to Florence for the conference. We jumped on one of those fast bullet trains from Rome and took the whole conference to Florence mid through, and that was quite an experience for the Awakened World conference goers. But I also wanted to say that as an Italian, you'll know well the place called Castel Gandolfo, which is where the Pope has his summer residence. And our final synthesis dialogues took place in the retreat center right next to the Pope's summer residence, and it was really a beautiful city. I don't know if you've ever been there, right outside of Rome.
I do know of it. I have not, been there directly, but yes, I am aware of it. And I would have to say that whole location, it would have to be beautiful.
It seemed a lot like Santa Barbara when I got there. I looked out over the sea and I just said, "That feels like I'm home."
Well, again, that's a reminder that many places that we travel to on the planet will have and have familiar energies. Barbara, I just would like to ask you, mainly because I want to find out if you're hearing it, but I do hear, and I'm not sure if the recording is picking up on it, I do hear a sort of in and out kind of a sound coming from what may be your cell phone. Is that?
No, I'm actually on a landline, but I do hear a little bit of a buzz.
Okay.
Do you want me to try to call back in?
Oh, no, that's okay. Let's see. Okay, it seems like it diminished. I just wanted to make sure, because I want the recording to come out really clearly for people who are going to be tuning in afterwards. So with everything that was just said, and listeners, we are speaking with Dr. Barbara Fields, who is the Executive Director of the Association for Global New Thought, amongst other things. And we are focusing today on this amazing First Awaken World Film Festival. And Barbara, what actually had the festival retreat come about in the first place?
It was serendipitous. We actually were discussing a new thought film that is in the making now. It's just beginning. And as we talked about how important it would be to have a really good film about new thought that was a feature-style film that would appeal to mainstream audiences, what a good idea would be able to have one of those out and circulating. We were having a visioning session because, of course, with Dr. Michael Beckwith being our AG&T president and Dr. Kathy Hearn, who also is very active in using the visioning process for Centers for Spiritual Living, we envisioned the fact that why would we want to think only about one New Thought film when we had it within our power to actually create an entire New Thought film festival? And my first reaction, of course, because I'm the nuts and bolts person, was, great idea. Oh, my gosh, that means I'm going to do it, which was a little bit daunting when you work with powerhouses like the AG&T leaders. You know that they generally see in their visions ideas which they want to see manifest on the planet. They're not just idle ideas that go away overnight.
Right.
So we started thinking about the role of media in the society in general, and of course you've probably had people on your program before that discuss the message of media and the importance of how it shapes consciousness in society at every level. And
absolutely,
why it's so important to bring consciousness into media, even if we're just taking baby steps in comparison to the enormous kind of uphill push we would have to engage in order to actually shift the way that people get their inspiration and their information on the planet. So we thought, well, wouldn't it be a novel idea to combine a conference or a retreat-style event, because AG&T is kind of well-known for its Awakened World conferences, which began in 1999. And we thought, instead of just going to a film festival where you see a film and you don't know anybody in the room and you don't talk about it and then you go to lunch and then you go to another film, wouldn't it be cool if we could carefully select the films that we really wanted to focus on and build an entire session of consciousness around it, including meditation, including a workshop, is so that people could really get the full experience of themselves and the film and the core concepts and each other working through these important ideas. So that's kind of how it all came together.
And we certainly also know when it comes to putting on an event, since we had been putting on actually we still are, we just are looking at number 16, but you can appreciate, Barbara, you know, what it is to step into and to move forward with an event that you know is supposed to happen and has such depth to it. So, and that's why when I got your information, I mean, we get a lot of information that crosses our emails and our desks and things, and when I saw this, I thought, oh, you know, we need to do something here. We need to see what we can do to help. And at another time, I'll share some other reasons why it is even closer to my heart. So I mentioned a few, actually just one of the films, with Jeff Bridges. Can you name a few others?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. You know, the structure of the film festival is interesting, too, because we have three what we call streams of content, and we have three concurrent venues that will be showing films at any given time, but everybody gets together in the evening in one big venue altogether. And the three streams are spirit, society, and self. And so we went out of our way to find films that really were exemplary in those three areas, because I think those are the ones that people in our consciousness movement are doing the most work in right now. So I'll give you an example of, in the stream of spirit, for example, we have a wonderful film that was recently produced called Bridgewalkers, and it's about the values of the traditions of indigenous people all over the planet. We have another film in the stream of spirit called Messages of Hope, which is a fabulous sort of a recreation of a story that's true of a woman who some people might know. Her name is Suzanne Giesman. And she was a career naval officer at a very high level for 30 years. And she discovered through a personal tragedy that she was actually a medium to communicate with people and energy who had made their transition. And she was trying to reconcile that with her worldview of being a military person. And it's a really interesting story. Did you have a question about that?
I was just listening and thinking what a transition for her that must have been.
Well, yeah, and she's an amazing person. Another film that we have in the spirituality stream is called Wake Up, and it's a true story about a young man in New York City who was a musician and, you know, just sort of going about his business and not really involved in consciousness or anything like that. And all of a sudden he started realizing that he was seeing energies that were like visible energies, entities, you might call them angels. He thought there was something wrong with his brain or that he had a disease or he was going crazy or something like that. And what it really turned out was the fact that for one reason or another, he had access to other dimensions, and it began a spiritual journey for him that is well articulated in this film, an absolutely fascinating story. And he's just a remarkable young man who's got a lot to say. I think your listeners and you should know that we're delighted that we have 100% representation of the films by the filmmakers, directors, producers, and or actors associated with the films, which I hear is very unusual for a film festival because people are so interested in representing their films because of the workshop and the work that we're going to be doing on their film that really allows people to go in depth. So not only will people see the films, they'll actually be meeting many of the key people associated with the films, and I think that that makes it even more exciting.
Well, that, Barbara, was one of the several things that when I took time to read through everything, that definitely caught my eye, and I thought, wow, because I do know how, you know, film festivals are normally ran or set up, so This is a wonderful experiential opportunity on a whole different level. And you know, I did want to mention, too, because I remember reading that, I remember it was the creator and the director of What the Bleep.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The worldwide anniversary with you all.
Yeah, it's their 10th anniversary. I think it was released in 2004, and it was actually the first date that I ever went on with my current husband. I think that's why I remember the date. But William Arnst is a Santa Barbara local resident and the writer-director, I believe, of the film. And
yes,
it definitively kind of changed the face of a film like this being brought in from the point of view of our own community to a wider community that was sort of unexpectedly very attracted to the film, and it became kind of a phenomenon in the world and attracted many followers. And after that, a whole slew of films started coming out addressing these topics that didn't exist before. So we're going to have a big gala evening that's a birthday party for What the Bleep. And, of course, will be there, and some of the key people in the film, like Fred Allen Wolf, the quantum physicist, and Joe Dispenza, and the directors of the film. We're going to have birthday cake and a big celebration, and it is something, it is a real landmark to say that 10 years ago we had a definitive moment in terms of our visibility on the world stage, and so we were just so pleased when they realized that this would be a perfect event to celebrate that anniversary.
Absolutely, and like I said, as I was reading through everything and I saw that, that was one of a number of things that, again, caught my eye. And listeners, I did mention the website, and actually there's also the other website. It really, I don't think, makes a difference, Barbara, www.awakenedworldfilmfestival.com. Again, awakenedworldfilmfestival.com. And or they can go to the agnt.org, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We just put up the other one because it's easier for people to remember Awakened World Film Festival than sometimes than agnt.org. But they go to the exact same place and we'll give all the same information. I'm looking at some of the other films that we have. There's an actor that's also now local to Santa Barbara. He and his family just moved from New York City about a year ago. And people who watch HBO might know a series called The Sopranos. He played a main character on The Sopranos, the young man named Christopher. And Michael and his family are devout Tibetan Buddhists practitioners at this point. They actually left New York because they wanted their kids to grow up in a different kind of environment. And he wrote and directed a film that we're using in the festival called The Hungry Ghosts that is based on Buddhist concepts of the searching, embodied person that without consciousness and awareness of spirituality kind of walks the earth longing for something that brings it eternal purpose. And it's an absolutely brilliantly written film that is such a sleeper that people just probably didn't understand because the wrong audience was seeing it. And when I saw that film, I felt it almost had a Shakespearean quality to it. And I wanted it right away, so I'm really excited about showing Michael's film. And, of course, he'll be there in order to answer questions and co-facilitate the workshop.
Right, and I think at this point I want to make sure also that the listeners have a phone number, and I believe it's the, and tell me if I'm correct, 805-563-7343, is that okay?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, so once again, listeners, that's 805-563-7343, and again, you can ask for Barbara Fields. And the website can be www.agnt. You know what? I'm looking at. I want to make
dot
sure
org.
That.
Yeah, the agnt.
Okay,
is
okay. Because I guess I got confused when I saw both of them. But anyway, agnt.org or awakenedworldfilmfestival.com. And Barbara, time always flies by. I could use 2 hours to go over this and. I just want to say thank you because we're getting toward the end of the beginning. the beginning. And I look forward to talking with you off the show and because I know that I'm definitely planning to be there for numerous reasons. We really want to use rural newspaper to do some major coverage. So I want to say thank you very much for taking the time to do the interview, and we will be in touch very soon.
Well, I'm just so glad that you picked up on this, and I really appreciate the opportunity. You've really done your homework, and you really get it, and that's exciting to me.
Well, Barbara, I love this. And when we talk again with not being on the air, I'll share more with you. So thank you for that comment.
Okay, great.
All
well,
right.
Thanks a lot.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And
bye.
Listeners, again, please give them a call. It's a wonderful event. Go to the websites, and you can call us at Mind, Your Body, and Spirit at 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Sending out lots of love. And we will see you next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Have an absolutely beautiful weekend, and we'll see you soon.